Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
I have a question. Evidently, I'm not sure if what I charged was the correct thing or not. And it was on a Costco deal. And it said it was $7.95. I'm kind of wondering exactly what that is.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code and your first and last name?
Get my what?
Your zip code and then your first and last name.
Yeah, it's 59740. And my last name, and my first name is Pamela Peterson.
You said that's 59710?
740.
740. Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. And I do see an account for Pam Peterson. Could you verify your mailing address?
For my card?
Well, it would be like your shipping address.
Okay, that would be 2988 Rufinock Lane, Kalispell, Montana, 59901.
Yes, and it looks like there was the contest entered for the iPad with the magic keyboard.
Yeah, what is exactly the deal on that?
Yes, ma'am. So that iPad is a contest entry.
It's just an entry?
Yes, ma'am. It's a monthly raffle.
And so why was I being charged then? What's that?
That would be the entry fee.
Oh, well, then I don't want that. That wasn't my understanding.
Yes,
said that was shipping. That was a shipping fee, they said.
Yes, ma'am. That's a entry fee for a monthly raffle.
Okay. Can you cancel mine?
So if you go on a moment, I can have your entry canceled and I can give you a confirmation number.
No. Say that again.
If you give one moment, I can have your entry canceled and I can give you a confirmation number.
And you'll give. Oh, then how will you cancel my? Yeah, $7.95, was it?
That's correct.
Pardon me?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
And your entry has been canceled. Your confirmation number is C as in Charlie 2591. Uh-huh. 95366.
325-919-5366.
That's correct.
Okay, so it's all canceled then?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that, you know, why did they put it as shipping and handling? That's kind of not right.
Yes, ma'am. It says that that's the shipping handling if you win the contest.
Oh, well, they don't act like that when you read it, so I think it's kind of misleading.
Yes, and the terms and conditions on the website. You would have also had to agree that you read and understood them.
Oh, well, I guess I didn't read them good enough, but I won't do that again. Thank you.
Thanks for your customer support. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.